I've received a question recently, and someone just asked sort of straight out, why did Jesus never explicitly say, I am God? And this is a question that I see is prevailing and always coming up in conversation, even with agnostics, Muslims, and also even Jehovah's Witnesses. Let me just say, and let me just start off by quoting the words of Jesus himself, and he explains something to you concerning sort of a Jewish principle. Jesus speaks in John chapter 5, verse 31. And he says the following. He says, if I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. Let me just say to you, when Jesus speaks in John 5, 31, he sort of shows us a sort of Jewish principle that was prevalent in his day, where he sort of allows to speak to us and say to us that no one can give sort of an account for his own life by himself or his witness by himself. Then Jesus goes even further and he says in verse 32, he says, there's another who testifies about me, and I know that the testimony he gives about me is valid. And he speaks of John the Baptist, obviously, because in verse 33, he says, you have sent messengers to John, and he was testifying to the truth. I don't receive man's testimony, but I say that these things so that you may be saved. John was a burning and a shining lamp, and for a time you were willing to enjoy his light. But I have a greater testimony than John, because of the words that the Father has given me to accomplish. These very words I'm doing testifies about me, what the Father has sent me. The Father who has sent me himself testifies about me. You have not heard his voice at any time, and you've not seen his form. You don't have his words living in you, because you don't believe the one he had sent. Here Jesus gives sort of a qualification to know and to hear what he is saying. He says you have to believe on him and in him. And isn't it fascinating that Jesus immediately goes and he shows us, he speaks about eternal life, he speaks about him giving his life as a ransom to many, and he goes on and on and on. And even in sort of verse 46, he says, for if you believe Moses, you would have believed me because he wrote about me. So when we see and when we look at Jesus' own self-understanding, we can see quite clearly that Jesus is relying on other people to sort of describe his testimony about himself. He relies on John, he relies on Moses, but in John chapter 5, he fully relies on the Father to reveal who he is. This is just absolutely fascinating. And isn't it fascinating? Jesus speaks in John chapter 8, verse 14, and he says, even if I testify about myself, Jesus replied, my testimony is not valid, not because he spoke truth, but because of the Jewish principle. And we know that Jesus spoke the truth because what he said is valid. Because I know where I'm coming from and where I'm going. But you don't know where I come from nor where I'm going. Jesus is basically saying to us that we cannot say emphatically what he is not. But we can only affirm what he is because of the testimony that has been given to him and by him. Why did Jesus never ever say in the scriptures, I am God, worship me, or give a direct quote where he says, sort of, you know what? I am the Messiah. Jesus nowhere says publicly, I am the Messiah. And that might come as a shock to you. Yes, he speaks to the lady at the well in John chapter 4. And he speaks to her. He says to her that he is the one to come. The Messiah. He's also mentioned in Matthew chapter 26 to be sort of the Jews ask him, are you Christ? Are you the Mashiach? Are you the one to come? And Jesus affirms that. He says, yeah, I am the Messiah. And the Messiah to come. Jesus nowhere in scripture also says straight out, I'm a prophet. He is affirmed as a prophet in Matthew chapter 13. And Jesus does not deny he's a prophet, but he does not explicitly testify about himself. Jesus also very seldomly in scripture speaks of himself as even the Son of God. But there's no doubt that he's actually made that known. If we look at Luke chapter 22, Matthew 27, Luke chapter 8, we can see that Jesus consistently refers to himself as the Son of the Most High God. Ultimately also, Jesus speaks and he constantly refers to himself as the Son of Man, which we know is sort of a derivative of Daniel chapter 7 and 10, where Jesus speaks and he says emphatically that he is from above and not from beneath. So when we look at the full context of Scripture, and I will also encourage you, if we look at the gospel authors, we can see that there's not only two or three witnesses as Jesus gives testimony to in Matthew chapter 18, where he speaks of an authoritative witness, and where he speaks that his name will be made known. Jesus shows us that there's four witnesses attesting to the truth of who he was. Why is there four gospels? John Fontaine in his clip, for instance, says that there was sort of a precursor to the gospel, which was the gospel of Christ, and that was a book in written form. We don't have any witness of that. It's not the Urmarkian or sort of a pre-existing gospel that was written in text. But we know that Jesus spoke his testimony, and he says, my testimony is true because I did not receive it from myself. I'm speaking from the Father as I hear the Father speak. Number one, Jesus is speaking, and he's saying to us that whatever he says is authoritative because it comes from the Father. So as a Muslim, if you believe that the words of God was corrupted, you've got a problem because Jesus says that what he has spoken is true. Further on, Jesus speaks in chapter 13 of, for instance, Mark's Gospel. He speaks and he says that the very words that he has spoken is absolutely authoritative. And we can go on and on. But the question is, Jesus never ever allowed people to receive a witness about him unless God himself have revealed Jesus to them. Jesus even speaks emphatically in Scripture. And he says, unless the Father draws you unto my side, you cannot know me. Jesus comes ultimately and he shows us that he is the Messiah, he is a prophet, he is the Son of God, he is the Son of Man, and ultimately speaks in such a way that even the Jews say, you, a mere man, make yourself out to be God. We know in John 8 and 10 specifically. We can go on and on. We can look at the testimony of John, for instance, in Mark's Gospel. We can see that Mark even writes and attests to the fact that John would say he prepared the way of the Lord. Who is the Lord? Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is Kurios. Jesus is the one to be worshipped. And we can go on and on, and we can even recognize in Scripture, for instance, in Matthew chapter 16, that his disciples speak and they recognize him to be the Christ. Demons recognize him as the Holy One of God. We can look and we can see that people attest to the fact that he was truly God and the Son of God. We can go on and on and on. And let me just say to you, if we read, for instance, in the Gospel of Mark, Mark presupposes that the audience that he writes to already knows that Jesus is God. Luke affirms it. Luke speaks emphatically of Christ being the one, him being the perfect man, him being the one sent to come to die for the sins of the world. Matthew speaks and he shows that Jesus is the fulfillment. He's the Lion of Judah. And then obviously John, the one that everybody quips about. But John is emphatically showing that Jesus was God. We can go into detail. We can go look at Peter. We can look at Peter. We can look at John. We can look at Jude. We can look at James. All of them attest to exactly the same witness that Jesus was more than just an ascended man. Jesus was more than just the Rasul. So ultimately, we need to understand that Jesus is not speaking and affirming himself, saying, I'm God, worship me. He is revealing himself so people can recognize who he was and who he is. Let me just also say that Jesus makes it quite clear. And he speaks in John chapter 10, and he says he's the good shepherd. And isn't it fascinating that he says, my sheep shall hear my voice. If you do not hear the voice of Jesus, it's because you are not his sheep. And that is actually quite a strange thing to think. But unless the Son decides to reveal himself to you, you will not be able to discern who he is. It is on his own authority and in his own right that he gives and reveals whoever he is. Why did Jesus never ever say, I am God? Because obviously if he came to a Jewish context and he said, I am God, they would have also thought that he said that he is the Father, he is Yahweh. And Jesus is not the Father. Jesus nowhere describes that he is the Father. Jesus describes himself and he speaks of himself as the Son of God, the second person of the biblical Trinity. So when we look at the full context of Scripture and when we look at the fullness of the Scriptures, we need to understand that Jesus is speaking to a specific paradigm revealing who he is. But nowhere does he deny his divinity. Nowhere does he speak emphatically and say, I'm not the Messiah, I'm not the prophet, I'm not the Son of God, I'm not the Son of Man, I'm not God. In fact, Scripture just keeps on showing that when he reveals himself in his worship, and when he reveals himself in Scripture, and he's seen to be the ascended one, he always affirms it. When someone calls him good, he speaks and he says, yeah, you know what you've just said? I am good, and nobody's good but God. He points them into the direction, but ultimately he waits that they will be and they will receive the revelation of who he is through revelation of God himself testifying on his behalf. When Jesus got raised from the dead, basically God just affirmed and basically said right directly that Jesus, I affirm exactly what you have spoken and what you've said and the testimony that you've given about yourself. And that gives Jesus the right to be whom he revealed to be. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
Se Pater Cosmon, Pater Aionon, Melpomen Hom, Pasaite Zeu, Logi Moidulai, Hosa Cosmos, Eche Pros Epuranion Agios Elaon, Kriitan Ego, Sinato, Medas Rafaes, Απολυπών των ρήπα υπνοιών, πεγάει, ποταμών.